SDS from San Gervasi. This is the Rorschach Spain update from the 10th of July, 2025. Quick summary of what's going down in Spain. Begin this week, Spain's summer has begun with record high temperatures and unfortunately a significant number of heat-related deaths. Based on temperature information from the state meteorological agency IMET and data from Spain's mortality monitoring system, between the 21st of June and the 2nd of July, 453 people have died in Spain as a result of high summer temperatures. That's 73% more recorded fatalities than in the record-setting summer of 2022. This rise follows Spain's hottest June on record, which averaged around 24 degrees centigrade or 75 degrees Fahrenheit. Elderly individuals accounted for 97% of the deaths, with two-thirds over 85 years old. Women, due to longer life expectancy, represented 60% of the fatalities. Authorities warn that rising temperatures and exposure risk could make this summer one of the deadliest in decades. On Saturday the 5th, Francisco Salazar, a close ally of Spanish President Pedro Sanchez, resigned from the Socialist Party following allegations of sexual harassment, delivering another blow to Sanchez's leadership. The accusations were reported by El Diario and said Salazar made inappropriate remarks to a female worker and invited her to his home. Though no official complaint has been filed, the Socialist Party has launched an internal investigation. Speaking of Sanchez, on Tuesday the 8th, the Spanish president announced 15 new anti-corruption measures to maintain support for his minority coalition government. Despite allegations of corruption, Sanchez has reaffirmed his innocence, dismissed calls for early elections, and promised to stay in office. His new measures include banning bribery-convicted firms from signing new public contracts. He's also restructured the party leadership to reduce concentrated power and protect whistleblowers. Opposition leader Alberto Núñez Feijóo of the People's Party demanded that Sanchez take responsibility and continue to call for him to resign. While Sanchez remains in pretty deep water, a press conference on Monday the 7th, political party Vox openly proposed deporting up to 8 million migrants and their children, including second-generation Spaniards, marking a significant shift towards xenophobic rhetoric. On Monday, party spokesman Rocío Demir framed immigration as a threat to Spanish identity, saying that Spain faces a point of no return and is calling for a massive re-emigration plan to preserve national identity. Yikes. Vox stance echoes far-right ideologies across Europe and has raised concerns over democratic values and human rights in Spain. Now, some sad news. On Thursday the 3rd, Diogo Jota, a Liverpool football club and Portuguese national star, died in a car accident with his brother in western Spain. On Tuesday the 8th, Spanish police said the car was likely speeding when it crashed and caught fire on the A52 motorway in Zamora, Castilla y León. The 20-year-old was reportedly overtaking when a suspected tire blowout caused the vehicle to veer off the road. The crash occurred just days after Jota married his long-term partner and shortly before his planned return to Liverpool for preseason. Brothers were laid to rest in their hometown in Gondomar, Portugal, over the weekend. Political messaging was a hot topic this week. On Sunday the 6th, Spain's iconic San Fermín festival, known for its bull-running tradition, began in Pamplona with the traditional chupinazo firework, symbolically dedicated to the Palestinian cause. Tens of thousands of people dressed in national white and red attire filled the main square as representatives of Yalla Nafarroa, a platform uniting 200 groups, launched the rocket chanting Free Palestine. While bull running remains a contentious issue, Pamplona's mayor supported the gesture towards Palestine. On May 9th, Spain introduced its reversible retirement system to encourage older citizens to remain in or return to the workforce. Borja Suarez, Secretary of State for Social Security and Pensions, confirmed the government's aim to extend working lives, citing the financial pressure on the state pension system. The reform will allow retirees to take up paid work again, replacing the current flexible retirement model, which has seen low participation. Unlike other European countries, Spain's transition from work to retirement is pretty abrupt, prompting the government to create more gradual and appealing retirement options. Over to Europe, where Carlos Cuerpo, Spain's economy minister, has withdrawn from the race to lead the Eurogroup, clearing the way for Irish incumbent Pascal Donohoe to secure re-election. Eurogroup is a collective of finance ministers from the Eurozone where they discuss and decide on shared economic and financial policies. Cuerpo has criticized the Eurogroup for talking without action. Next up, the Guardia Civil, Spain's national police force, is now allowing citizens to file certain crime reports online, eliminating the need to visit the police station. Through the Guardia Civil official website, individuals can report up to 7 types of incidents, including lost documents, locating documents, and fraudulent bank card charges. Users must submit complaints using an electronic signature. This new system marks a significant step in modernizing police services. On Thursday, the 3rd, the northwest of Spain, Salmonella outbreak at the Trasan Fest music festival at Oza Cesuras, Galicia, has hospitalized 41 people and affected more than 150. Galicia's health department confirmed that the outbreak likely originated from tortillas sold at a food stall during the small event, which drew just over 1,000 people. Trasan Fest is known for showcasing emerging musical talent and promoting regional cuisine. In response to the incident, consumer rights group Facua Galicia urged the health ministry to inspect all food vendors at cultural events to prevent future outbreaks. In the world of music, Discos Revolver, the legendary music store on Calle Tallers in Barcelona, has announced its closure after more than 3 decades in business. On Monday the 7th, the store confirmed the news via Instagram, stating, "We began our journey in December 1991, and a long road that now comes to an end." Known as La Roja for its red signage, the store had long stood as a symbol of Barcelona's music scene, even as secondhand clothing stores and vape shops replaced neighboring music shops. Despite a recent award from the Catalan Music and Video Association, APECAT, the shop couldn't withstand the shift towards streaming platforms and changing consumer habits. Now, if you're planning a summer trip to Spain or already live here and are renting a car, there's a widely shared warning to be aware of, this time from a British expat based in Benidorm in the southeast. On Monday the 7th, TikToker Harry Poulton alleged that tourists are being deliberately targeted while driving rental cars on Spanish highways. Poulton said scammers are faking breakdowns or minor accidents to trick drivers into stopping. When they do, the thieves use distraction tactics to steal valuables, often from passenger seat or the trunk. There are even signs posted along some highways warning drivers about these tactics and urging caution if approaching strangers on the roadside. Movie snacks just got political in Spain. On Wednesday the 9th, Yelmo Cines was fined €25,000 by a regional court for banning outside food at 2 theaters in Almería in the southeast. Despite saying it was legal due to in-house bars, authorities ruled the policy abusive, saying cinemas show films, not serve meals, and must respect basic consumer rights. And to close, on Saturday the 5th, Enrique Iglesias, the legendary Spanish music star, returned to Spain after a 6-year absence, performing an unforgettable concert in Gran Canaria to over 25,000 fans. Though he had announced his retirement in 2022, Iglesias delivered a passionate 2-hour set packed with hits like Súbeme la Radio, Bailando, and El Perdón. Standout moment came when he performed Héroe with Argentinian singer Emilia. Iglesias, who's 50 years old, is celebrating the 30th anniversary of his debut album this year. And that's it for this week. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to hit the free subscribe button. Stay tuned for what's going on in Spain. Hasta la próxima.